Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Starting is so scary because you have no idea where to begin. And even though you have no idea where to begin, you never start because starting is so confusing. Starting is so overwhelming. Starting is so challenging because how do you know where to start? How do you know where to begin? How do you begin for yourself? Starting is the most difficult thing there is because we overthink the process before we begin and start doing things for ourselves. And when I start to really learn more about starting and be aware of what I was doing became more... I became more confident on the things that I was doing, as the things that I was growing into helped me develop more because I was able to learn at a faster pace than I ever expected before. But it was starting that was challenging. It was starting that I had to believe myself. It was starting that was overwhelming because I didn't know that I can do something when I put my mind to it. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting type of strategies. And today, we're speaking about personal development and how you can just start today. So if this is your first time, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and engage in the conversation, because today we're talking deep. I have to really open this door. This echo is... it's driving me crazy. Okay. So, just start. Let me write that on the board. Start today. Start today. Okay, start today. And the reason why this topic came about is because starting is the most difficult thing there is. It will ever be and will ever consist of, because how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? How do you decide that what you're doing today will be great for you, will be good for you? And see, when you start, you have to know that you're starting for yourself. And at the time when I started, not half a decade ago, making videos, I didn't know I was starting for myself because I just had a belief within my mind. I had a belief within my mind, my thought, and everything that I was thinking, I was willing to go through the process because I just started. Starting is the most difficult thing there is, because we as humans are creatures of habits. When we have a habit, when we have a routine, when we have a way of doing things, the way that we're doing things is so structured that when we don't want to change because we don't know how to change for ourselves. I mean, when I started attending conferences, going to networking events, I had to be in the room, be present in the room, and be willing to learn more about what I want to do, how I want to go about doing it. And it took me time to really understand the procedure behind starting and the process and why it was even important, because it became important because I decided for myself. You see, when you start today, you're no longer second guessing if this is a good idea for yourself, if this is a good idea for you, if this is a good idea for yourself. You see, when you start for yourself, you have to know that you are working on yourself. When you work on yourself, you have to know that the efforts you're putting in for yourself, it will multiply in a way It's going to show you that you're doing something right, that you're doing the right thing for yourself. And as you're doing the right thing for yourself, you doing it for yourself will help you be able to start when you have no idea what you're doing, when you have no education behind it, when you have no confidence behind it. Your confidence get built when you decide to start for yourself. Your confidence get established when you are establishing belief within yourself. You can only go as far as you believe you can when you learn that all you have to do is just start. Starting is so difficult because we talk ourselves of the process. We talk ourselves of the decision that we make. We talk ourselves out because we don't think we're good enough for it. And see, when you're not good enough for your thoughts, when you're not good enough for your actions, when you're not good enough for the belief that you have within yourself, it takes work to really understand why you're believing in the action, why you're believing in the start, why you're believing in more than just yourself. You see, when you start today, you have to know that you're not going to have all the answers that you're looking for. When you start today, you're not going to be so great like you would like to be, because you have to start with where you are at. You have to start with what you are at, and you have to start with what you have. Because when you start, you don't know everything. You see, when you start, you don't have everything. You see, when you start, you don't have confidence in order to keep going in the way that help you show that you're on the right path. You see, when you start today, you have to know that you're starting to believe in things that you're seeing. You're starting to believe in yourself. You're starting to believe in the work that you're able to focus on. See, focusing on the work is so difficult because how do you know you're doing it right? You see, in school, in college, you have to know that the tests that you're taking, the answers that you're marking the correct answers until you get the test back. When you get the test back, you're able to see how many you got right, how many you got wrong, how many you got incorrectly, or second guess yourself. When I was taking this test, environmental science, I was confident in all the tests that I've taken. Now I'm thinking I'm gonna pass every test. There was this one test that we took that I didn't do so good on. I didn't do so great on, and I thought I did good. In fact, I was second guessing the decisions I was making as I was taking the test. And so when she gave us the test back and we went over it, I'm thinking like, I knew most of these answers, but I just second guessed myself. You see, when you start today, you have to know that you have to stop second guessing what you're believing. That's the first point I want to hit on. You have to stop second guessing yourself. Stop second guessing yourself. Guessing yourself. There we go. Stop second guessing yourself. See, when you know you're doing the right thing, we seek approval because we don't know we're doing the right thing for ourselves. You see, life is going to show you why you're doing the right thing, why it matters, because when you're starting today, you're developing belief that you can do what you're putting your mind to. It will be challenging, but if in life, if it's not challenging, if it don't push you, if it don't encourage you, then you're doing something wrong. You're doing something incorrect. You're doing something in a way where you don't even expect it. You see, when you start today, you have to know that you have to begin with what you have. You're not going to have everything that you think you're supposed to have because you don't know what to have. And the reason why that's so important, because you have to continue to start. And as you're starting, you have to be consistent with the process. You have to be consistent with the journey. You have to be consistent with what you're doing. You have to be consistent with everything that you're committed to, because as you're committing to yourself, you're committing to the work. When you commit to the work, you're deciding to start for yourself. When you stop second-guessing yourself, you stop overthinking the decisions that you're making and start realizing that the effort that you put in today counts even more, because you're willing to start for what you have. You're willing to start with what you have. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why that matters, is because you're not going to have everything that you're looking for. You're not going to have all the answers that you will need. You have to learn what you are doing, and you only learn what you're doing when you begin to start for yourself. You see, when you stop second guessing yourself, life is going to show you, it's going to teach you, the lesson is going to help you be more consistent, remain more focused, and be more dedicated to everything that you're doing. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Since it's not, everyone is overthinking themselves, overthinking their efforts, because their efforts doesn't count. Their work is not being described. You see, when you start today, you have to know that you're accepting the challenge. You're accepting the challenge to do and learn more about what you're doing, because as you're learning more about what you're doing, you're willing to be committed to the process, and the process is going to show you that you're willing to learn more than you ever expect. You're willing to be open to knowledge. You're willing to be open to learning. You're willing to be open to just try. See, you have to try to learn. You have to do to grow, and you have to learn to develop. And you see, all that can only come from when you start today, when you no longer procrastinate what you are supposed to do, what you have thoughts for, and the reason behind it. See, and to work on yourself, you have to work for yourself and identify that you're working with yourself. Reason being, because it shows that you're starting to develop skills that you do not even know that you can develop within yourself. And see, life is going to teach you that when you do something right, when you do something for yourself, when you do and start with what you have, it grows from there. It multiplies from there. I remember reading this story in the Bible, is that the parable of the talents. This is what it's called, the parable of the talents. That for some reason is my favorite story in the Bible, probably because I ain't read the whole Bible. Furthermore, that's my favorite story in the Bible for now, because it explains the effort that it takes to multiply what you have. And so the story goes with, there's three servants, there's three servants, and the three servants was underneath the guy that was traveling. And the guy that was traveling, he said, I'm gonna give one five, I'm gonna give one two, I'm gonna give one. And so, as I'm on this trip, I will return and see what you have. And as I'm returning, you have to. He didn't really say what you have to do, but he said, as I'm returning, I'll see how much you have and what efforts you have put in. And so when the guy left, the guy that had five talents, he multiplied and made it 10. The guy that had two talents, he multiplied and made it 4. The guy that had one talent, he buried his talent. Like, he buried, he got his talent and put underneath dirt and said, I'm going to wait till the master come back. I'm going to wait till he come back so we can actually show what we have. And so the guy came back, and when the guy came back, he said, so what do you have? Let me see what you have. So the guy who had five, he said, now I have 10, and the numbers were showing. And see, he said, what did he say? He said, well done, good and faithful servant. And then he go to the person, to the other servant who has two. And now he has 4, and he shows that the number will show. And the guy said, well done, good and faithful servant. See, the one who tucked his talent away, who buried his talent, he went and undug his talent because he said, I knew you was coming back. And when I knew you was coming back, I wanted to show you the one that I have. He said, since you didn't multiply your talent, you have to give your talent away. You see, when you don't start with what you have, you've given your talent away. And see, he gave the talent away to the one who multiplied it to 10, who had 5, and now he has 10 talents. But the one who had 1 had to give his talent away. You see, when you start today, you're multiplying your effort. You're multiplying what you're learning. You're multiplying what you're doing, because it matters the amount of effort that you put in for yourself. It's not just the parable of the talents. It's the parable of the skills. It's the skills that you're developing. It's the skills that you have. How do you start? How do you develop? How do you grow if you're not using what you have? You see, when you stop second-guessing yourself, you're no longer doubting the efforts that you're putting in for yourself. You can't know everything when you start, yet you can learn as you are growing, as you are developing, as you are deciding for yourself. It will be challenging. Just because it's challenging doesn't mean you can't do it. You see, it's a lot more challenging to bury your talent, because you have to be willing to commit and hide your talent. It's even more challenging to go multiply, because you have to be the one that's doing the work. You see, there's different type of challenges that we have to face. There's different type of challenges that we have to overcome. There's different type of challenges that will cause us to learn more about ourselves. You see, oftentimes when we stop second-guessing ourselves and start starting today, we start to learn that we can do more than we ever expected. We can have more than we ever thought, because we're multiplying the efforts that we're doing. It's constantly building on top of one another. Your skills is developing. As you're developing, you're able to start today. You can't start today if you're doubting yourself. See, procrastination is a real thing, because today isn't a great day to start. I used to tell myself that today wasn't a great day to start because I didn't know what I was starting. I was afraid to start. I was afraid to be embarrassed. I was afraid to not look like I knew what I was talking about. And even though I was afraid to be embarrassed, I had to learn that if I never start today, I'm never going to start. I remember my first client that I worked with, her name was Sherry. And when I worked with her, at first I didn't have any idea of what this conversation was going to go, or how it was going to be directed, and the purpose behind it. And as we're speaking to one another, I'm realizing that it's not about the systems or the software, because she kept saying, like, I need the system. I want to learn the system. I want to learn the software. I want to learn how to do and use this particular software. And I just mentioned, like, it's not a, I don't think it's about this software, because even if you understand what the software is, you still have to start with yourself. And so as we're speaking, as we're talking to one another, I said, to be honest, I don't think the software will benefit you right now because of where you are at. Even though you were starting with each other, I don't believe the system will work for you because you have to start working on yourself first. And so as I'm working with her, as I'm communicating with her, as I'm talking with her, I'm realizing what the issue is. She said that she wanted to pursue her dream for the last 4 years. She wanted to get in real estate for the last 4 years, but she never got into real estate because she didn't make the time to get into real estate. And so as we were speaking, as we was talking, as we was communicating with one another, I gave her different topics, different challenges to face. First, you have to start doing it for yourself. Challenge number one, start doing it for yourself rather than for others. Because when you do it for yourself, you're able to do it for others. But first, you have to do it for yourself. And so as I'm speaking to her and I'm asking her, like, what are you doing for yourself? Like, are you reading? Are you working? Not necessarily working out. Like, what are you doing for yourself at this moment? And she said that she always just wants to start back working out. She wants to start moving. She wanted to start, like, getting back in shape. And as we were speaking to one another, her beliefs start to develop because she was starting what she has. I remember one time I had called her, and she was out on a walk. And she's telling me that she want to have these goals, she want to have these dreams, she want to have these aspirations, and that she's changing what she's seeing about herself, how she's showing up is magical because she's able to do the work, she's able to focus on herself, and she's able to start with what she has. It doesn't matter with what you have, it matters with what you use. It matters how you use with what you have. See, the reason why that is so important, because if you don't recognize what you have, you will never begin, because you will second guess and doubt yourself and say, if what I have isn't good enough, I don't think I will ever start. And see, as I'm speaking to her, as I'm seeing the growth, as I'm seeing the development, she's developing within herself because she see and has started for herself. She see more of herself that she can do what she's putting her mind to. You see, when she started, she wasn't second guessing herself anymore. I mean, there's one time I had asked her, I said, so who is Sherry Van Loo? Who is Sherry Van Loo? And so she got to explaining who Sherry Van Loo was. And at the time, she was like, Terrell, help me. Terrell, help me. Terrell, help me. I'm like, no. Because if you need help for someone to help you know who you are, you're going to always need help because you're not starting where you are at. And so it wasn't the fact that I didn't want to help her. It was more so I was helping herself start with what she has. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why it's so magical is because when we get around others, we grow at a faster pace. We grow at a rapid pace because now the person that we are around are challenging our thoughts and what we think about ourselves. You see, when I start getting around my mentors and I was learning about real estate, I was learning about sales, I was learning how to communicate, they was challenging me to be a better communicator, to listen more, and to actively understand what's going on and what's being said. See, they had to challenge me, and as they're challenging me, I had to accept the challenge. I had to be okay with not knowing how to fully understand what the problem is when I'm in sales, when I'm a cold caller, when I'm speaking to homeowners. At the time I was in real estate, I was doing real estate wholesaling, and it was so stressful for me. Excuse me, because I couldn't get to the problem. I couldn't get to the solution. I couldn't get to really understanding what the issue was. It was my fault, but I had to be willing to start with not knowing how to do that. You see, I was embarrassed. I was stressed out. I was overwhelmed. I remember this one time, Steve, he watched me make calls. He watched me make cold calls, and my heart never beat so fast. I was nervous. I was sweating. I was hot. I'm stumbling on my words. I'm stumbling over what I was saying. And when I started that day, I was willing to build skills over time. And so as I'm building skills over time, he's watching me make calls. He's watching me have conversations. And he's telling me, hey, man, you ain't supposed to do the things that you're saying. Your grammar is, it doesn't even make sense. He was like, you speak so southern. People not going to understand you. Your accent is so strong, people can't understand you. And so it was a challenge for me to change my accent for where people can understand what I'm speaking about, how I'm saying, what I'm delivering, what I'm asking, and the conversation is around. It was a challenge for me because I ain't never been challenged that way. You see, when I started, I didn't know I was going to be faced with that challenge, so I didn't have to second guess myself because I just decided to start for myself. You see, there's lessons when you develop and start doing for yourself. When you do for yourself, you're able to stop second guessing yourself. You see, it's so important. It's so magical what can happen when you decide that you're doing it for you. When you decide to start, when you begin with what you have, because what you have can be developed over time. It can be improved over time. It also can be multiplied over time. And so as I'm working in sales, as I'm working in real estate, it was so hard for me. I'm like, man, yeah, I got to step back because I'm not bringing in as much value as I would like to. And I have to really learn what I'm doing. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't good, because I certainly wasn't good. Yeah, I wasn't second guessing myself because I knew I had to do work on myself. I knew I had to learn more. I knew I had to really experience and be more educated. It's very difficult to hide or change a southern accent. I have a strong accent when I'm relaxed. Adrian, understand? Adrian, listen. We see, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. My whole life, I've been in the South. Like, I didn't have to necessarily change the way I was speaking. Or, what is it called? It's kind of like code switching. It's not necessarily... Let me look up the definition of code switching. Because people use it. And I believe people are using code switching incorrectly. Code switching. Let me see. I'm going to share my screen right now. Code switching is a linguistic. I don't think I said that word right. Man, what a simple one that. Simple definition. Okay. Code switching is a term that has multiple meanings, including a linguistic and sociological phenomenon. God, dog. What a simple one that. Code switching can be driven by many factors. Race, note. For example, let me see. Okay, this looks like a simple one. Code switching or language alternation occurs when a speaker alternates between two or more languages or language. No, that's God, dog. Okay, let's see. What is code switching? Kid definition. Let's see. Jesus Christ. When children or adults alternate between two or more languages. The most common way young children mix two languages beginning a sentence and... No, that ain't what I'm looking for. Anywho, that's not the definition I'm looking for. For some reason, they made all them definitions difficult for nothing. Furthermore, code switching is when you speak in a different way. Oh, well, it's kind of like different languages. How I talk to my friends, I won't talk to somebody in a professional setting. It would be completely different words, different way of speaking, different posture, like different meaning behind what I'm saying. It would be completely different from how I speak to my friends, to how I speak to my mama, how I speak to my brother, how I speak to my lady. There's different types of a way of communicating. And at the time, I didn't know that. When I was working in sales, I didn't know there was different ways to communicate. I didn't know that you can switch the way that you're speaking to match the person that you're communicating with. And so it was so mind-boggling because it blew my mind because I didn't know that you can do that.
I've never heard it. I didn't even know it was a thing. And so when I start to really pay attention to what I was doing, I had to really focus on, one, educating myself, learning how to write, learning how to communicate, learning how to understand what others are saying. Oh, and pronunciate my words. Steve told me, he was like, man, when you talk, you cut off some of the words. Like, you're not saying all of the letters in the words. I'm like, bro, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Like, I don't even know what that means. I'm from the South. Like, you know what I mean? That's how we talk. And I had to learn that I can't talk the same to everybody. I just can't. Because people are not going to understand what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying don't even make sense. I'm cutting off the words. I'm cutting off the letters. Like, I'm not fully pronunciating them. Like it'd be pronouncing... pronouncing, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be more so that I'm cutting off the word and not even finishing it. And so it was so stressful for me because I didn't know what I was doing. On the contrary, I started. And see, when you start to learn things that you wasn't expecting to learn. As you're learning new information, the information is here to help you. It's here to help you develop. As it's helping you develop, now you're able to see why you need to stop second guessing yourself. You're not going to know everything, and the people that surround you will teach you the information that you need to know. Yet you just have to start. Starting is the most difficult thing there is, because how do you start when you have no idea what you're doing? How do you begin when you have no clue where you're going? How do you continue to show up? When you show up, you're not starting in a way that's going to make you more beneficial. It's going to help you in a way. Adrian said you need to have a dialect to suit each situation. It's articulation. That's the word I was looking for. Have a dialect. When you code switch, you have different dialects or different ways of saying things. And if you only have one way of communicating, it's going to be hard to speak to others because the others ain't going to understand what you're saying. How I know this? Because I'm speaking from experience. Adrian is speaking from experience too, seems like. And it's so meaningful, because when you start to develop yourself. You start to evolve with yourself. You start to really learn what you're able to do, because you're able to see that you're no longer second guessing yourself. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be a know-it-all. You just have to know something to start for yourself. Agents say, will you show the board? I missed it and I don't know what you've written. Oh, my bad. I think it's cutting off in the camera. Yes, precisely. Oh, it is cutting off. Okay. Yeah, for some reason on Instagram it cut off the board. But if you go to my YouTube at Terrell Humphrey, same name, you'll be able to see the whole board. Because the screen is more wider on there. Yeah, it still cut off some. So, yeah, the YouTube will be better because you'll be able to see it more. And so, you have to just go to my YouTube because it's cutting off on the screen right now. I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's cutting off. It's cutting off, yeah. Because my office ain't that big and... Yeah, I'm trying my best with it. And so when you start, you have to know that you can get better over time. Thank you for letting me know. Absolutely. Hold on, this is my YouTube. I'm typing in the chat right now. Terrell Humphrey, and then you can just copy and paste this, and then it'll be on the YouTube where you can see the board. And so when you start... You have to know that you can really grow more than you expect. You can really develop more than you can ever think. And as I was working with Sherry, she said that she wanted to get into real estate for the last couple years. Last 4 years she wanted to get into real estate, but she never made the decision for herself. And just imagine, like, how long you have to think about a thought, how long you're saying that today is not a good day, how long do you have to keep saying that I don't think I'm good enough, I don't think I know everything. You just have to start to learn something. Because when she started to decide that she was doing it for herself, she no longer was second-guessing herself. Now, the challenges that appear when you decide for yourself will be a lot overwhelming because there's a lot of information. There's a lot of information. Yet when you start small, when you just start, you can pick up different pieces that will help you learn something that you're doing, learn something that you need to improve on, learn something that can grow and develop. Because you're growing and develop as time is going on. And the beauty thing about it is that you started. And when you start for yourself, you're able to see your growth within yourself. I want to look up the definition of guess. Guess definition. I'm going to look up the definition of guess. And I'm going to read it out loud. And it says, estimate or suppose something without sufficient information to be sure of being correct. And it says an estimate. And so when you guess or when you second guess yourself, you're doubting yourself. You're not believing that you can because you don't see why you should believe. You don't understand why you should start. You see, when you start today and stop second guessing yourself, you have to know that you're learning on the go. That's the next point when it hit on is that you learn on the go. Learn on the go. You learn on the go. And the reason why that's so important is because I'm gonna use my car example. So when I was younger, I think I got my license when I was either 14 or 15. Whenever you can get the permit, that's the age that I got the permit. And so when I was learning how to drive, my mom was teaching me how to drive. It wasn't the fact that I saw her drive that I knew how to drive, but I had to get in a driver's seat to learn how to drive because it's completely different from being in the passenger seat. Not paying attention to the road, not paying attention to the steering wheel, not paying attention to the turning signal. Like, it's completely different because in the passenger seat, all you have to do is just sit there. Yet in the driver's seat, you really have to put your foot to the gas, put your foot to the brake, put your foot on the brake, and then put it in drive. You see, I'm learning these things because it's completely different from being in the passenger seat and being in the driver's seat. You see, when you're in the driver's seat, you're able to be in more control of what you're doing. You're no longer in the passenger seat where you just let things just happen. Where you just let the vehicle take off and let the vehicle stop and let the vehicle turn because you're not in control. You're not even paying attention. I remember I was my first time doing a long road trip. We actually came to Florida. It was like a 16-hour trip. And mind you, I was driving, but driving 16 hours was crazy. And so as we're in the car, my brother DB, he was driving. He's good at driving. Like he can drive a long time. I can't drive a long time. The most that I drove on that trip was maybe 3 hours out of 16. But I know I'm not a good driver. I know I'm not a long time driver. I'm a good driver for short distances. As far as long distances, yeah, you kind of got me on that one. And so, as I'm in the passenger seat, I don't have to pay attention to how he's driving. I don't have to pay attention to how long he's driving. I remember I was in the passenger seat, and as I'm sitting here, I end up getting sleepy. Because mind you, we only been driving for 5 hours. I'm bored. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I feel like I've been the one driving, but I'm exhausted, so I'm tired. And so, before I even doze off and go to sleep, I adjust myself. I say, man, you good, bro? He said, yeah. I said, okay. So I'm in the passenger seat where I don't have to pay attention to the road, where I don't have to drive the car. I asked him, were you good? Like, are you okay? He said, yeah. My body was shutting down because he said, yeah. Prior to him saying, yeah, my body was already shutting down. I just had to make sure he was all right. And so as my body is shutting down, I'm dozing off. I end up going to sleep because I'm not in the driver's seat. You see, as I'm dozing off, I end up sleeping for a couple hours. I felt good. I felt energized. Hit the mean stretch. Like, whoa, that was good. And then now it's my turn to drive. And see, since it's my turn to drive, I can't go to sleep because I have to be the one to actually pay attention because I'm the one behind the wheel. I'm the one controlling everything. And so as everyone else is asleep, I have to be up to drive this car. And so the reason why this is important, because when you start, you have to be willing to drive the car to the destination that you would like to go. It's going to be challenges. It's going to be days where it's going to push you just a little bit. You're going to be exhausted. You see, when I was learning how to drive, I was exhausted because I was learning how to drive. But it built me up. It built me up to drive for a long time. Not an extended time, 16 hours straight. That's ridiculous. Maybe 2-3 hours. I got a good 2-3 hours in me. But I don't have 16 hours in me. Okay? I just don't have that. But when my mama was teaching me how to drive, she was teaching me how to have control of what I'm doing. How to start and just learn. Even though my mama was mean. Even though my mama was like was very strict. When we got behind the wheel, I said, "Mom, you're going to have to be less strict. Let me drive just a little bit. Let me drive just a little bit." Because when you're in the driver's seat, you got control. You see, when you start, you have control over yourself because you're moving in the way, in the direction that you're going. You see, your path ain't going to always be smooth. Your path ain't going to always be good. Your path ain't going to always be easy. There's going to be moments where it's going to be challenges. There's going to be moments where it's going to be overwhelming. There's going to be moments when you're exhausted. And see, when you're in control, when you just start, you're willing to put your foot on the brake and put the car in drive and just go. You see, life is waiting on you to put your foot on the brake and put the car in drive to just go to your destination. To just go for you to start. Because starting is so overwhelming. It's starting, it's so stressful. You see, when I started to drive, I had got so comfortable with driving, I forgot in order to put the car in park, you got to put your foot back on the brake and put it back in P. You see, I got so comfortable with it, I'm like, ooh, this kind of good, this kind of feel good. So I remember one time I had pulled into a parking spot, I left my foot on the brake, important detail, but I forgot to put the car in park, but I turned the car off. My mama yelled at me so quick, boy, turn the car back on. Turn the car back on, you gonna mess the car up. I said, oh, my bad. Turned it back on, put the car in park, and then I turned it off. You see, when you decide to start for yourself, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to learn lessons. You are going to develop yourself, but it's just starting to get that gets better over time. Now, to this day, driving 16 hours is still tough for me. Still, less than an hour. An hour is even tough. I just be getting sleepy. Like, for some reason, when I'm in the vehicle, I'm not in control. What I'm up for? I'm tired. You see, when you start, you have to start with where you are at in order to learn that you can develop even more. And developing more comes from you starting and stop second guessing what you're doing. The reason why starting is so important, because you have to be committed to what you are going to be learning. You have to be committed to how you are going to develop. You have to be committed to how you are going to show up, because when you show up, you really start to learn the secret knowledge that's there. And as it's there, you really have to really open the door. You have to find the key. You have to search for the key. And as you're searching for the key, you have to unlock the lock. And sometimes the key that you put in the lock is the wrong key. So now you have to look for another clue to find the right key to understand that you're finding something for yourself. You're learning new information. The information that you're learning on the go. You see, to learn on the go, you have to start with where you are at. You have to start at a stationary position, in a position where you're not even moving. And since you're not moving, you have to be in a place where you're growing, you're developing, you're evolving. And as you're evolving, you have to know that you have to be willing to learn on the go. You see, you can only learn on the go when you get on the go. Life is going to show you that it's going to be for you, and as it's for you, you're able to learn more than you can ever expect, more than you ever imagine, more than you ever think, because you're on the right path. You see, my mama was so mean, yet she was mean because she wanted to instill something in us. She wanted to instill that if you start, when you start, it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always think go how you expect it to go, but it will go in a way what's going to help you grow and develop for yourself. You see, when you start today, you're no longer second-guessing yourself. And see, when you stop second-guessing yourself, you're able to learn on the go. I remember when I picked up my first book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when I picked up my first book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this book was so incredible because it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a different outlook. It gave me a new meaning of life. And see, in this book, it says that a rich dad perspective is completely different from a poor dad perspective, from the way they think, from the way they communicate, what they think about, what they talk about. So it's two completely different perspectives. And in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he was explaining that the rich dad got to the rich status because he was willing to take risk on himself. You see, the poor dad got the poor dad status because he he didn't decide to take risk on himself. You see, there's a difference, because it shows that if you start with what you are at, if you start with what you have, you begin to develop as you are learning on the go. You can't be great if you never start when you are bad. Now, sometimes some individuals are just talented. When they start doing something, they are great. They are phenomenal. They are amazing. Yet, majority of us, because I'm us, majority of us are not that great, which means that we actually have to put work in into what we're doing. We actually have to put work in to getting better. As we're getting better, now we have to continue to start better. You see, Adrian say, was she mean or was she strict and assertive? Mean implies cruelty. I think I said that wrong. Was she mean or was she strict and assertive? Good question. She was strict and assertive. She was very strict and assertive. I ain't gonna lie. It mean applies cruelty. I don't think I'm saying it right. How do you say that? Cruel. Yeah, I don't think I'm saying that right. Hello.
Cruelty.
Oh yeah. Okay, cruelty. Yeah. She was okay. Very strict. Very strict. She was a single mom raising three boys, so she had to be strict and assertive. Cruel. Okay. Cruel. Appreciate that. I thought I was tripping. I was like, hold on, that ain't a word. Hold on. and see, when you decide to show up and start for yourself, the challenges that will come, that will arise, will help you handle what you are going through. You see, as you're learning on the go, you'll learn that I'm gonna use the car analogy. As you're getting in the car and you start making turns, and you start going to routes that you're not familiar with, you have the basics. You see, my mama taught us the basics. And when she's not in the car, we still have the basics. Now we just have to think outside the box to understand that we can really be okay. We can really learn more. You see, when you get lost, you have to understand that there's a process behind your development. When you get lost, you have to know that when you have the basics, you are not always lost. Adrian says, single mom of two boys, thank you for what you are doing. That's why you said that. Was she strict and assertive? Okay, I understand now. See, when you have the basics from when you starting, as you are growing, you start to learn information that you wasn't prepared for. If you start to learn knowledge that you didn't think even matter. When I started driving, I never looked underneath the hood. I didn't even know how to change an oil. I didn't even know how to change a tire. I didn't even know how to check to see if the tire was even flat. I didn't know how to do that. I just knew how to get in the car, start the car, put the car in drive, turn the car, and move and drive like that. And so when I first looked underneath the engine, I probably was 16 or 17. And when I looked underneath the engine, it was a unspoken language that I never saw before. There's an engine underneath here. There's an engine underneath this car. What is an engine? What is an engine? I'm just thinking that you just get in the car and just start it up and just go. And when I first looked at the engine, I didn't know what I was looking at. Until my mama boyfriend, she showed us what we're looking at. I mean, he showed us what we're looking at. And so he showed us that, okay, this is the oil stick. And this oil stick is going to show you that either your oil is good or it's bad. The darker it is, the better it is and you need to change. The clearer it is, then you're good. And and even though he taught us that, that's just one component of the engine. Like, okay, yes, the oil is needed. I remember this one time I was staying back in my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. And as I'm standing in my hometown, it had snowed. No, it didn't snow. We drove, that's what it was. We drove the car around for a little minute, but we didn't let the car cool down, right? And so we had some antifreeze. Antifreeze is like it's cooling that you put inside your engine to let it cool down as it's blowing the AC inside of it. And so it says on the label, if you've been driving this car, not these words exactly, if you've been driving this car and this engine is hot, do not open this part. Wait till it cool down and then open it. So even though I had the basis to drive the car, I didn't have the basis to look at the engine, to work on the engine, to even put additional cooling in it. I didn't even know. And so it says, do not, if it's hot, don't do it. And yet when I twisted it open, when I opened where the cooling goes and the antifreeze goes, I opened it and it shut up and it was hot. It was hot. Cooling for the radiator. It was hot. Yes, cooling for the radiator. It was hot. First off, why is this even exploding? Why is it even exploding? Why is it even exploding? Why? It said on the picture, don't open it if it's hot. If it's hot, don't open it. You see, it was hot and I opened it and the antifreeze just came from nowhere. Because I didn't let the engine cool down. I didn't let the car cool down. You see, when you start, you're able to learn on the go. And next time I know not to open up the coolant for the radiator, it's because it can explode. It can explode. And it was hot. Adrian says it's pressurized and will explode and burn you. It will burn you. I'm speaking from experience. It exploded. Next time, I'm like, yeah, we might want to wait till tomorrow morning. We might want to wait till tomorrow morning to open that joker. And see, when you start, you have to be willing to learn on the go. You see, as you are learning on the go, You are going to make mistakes. The mistakes that you're making, it's not going to be so great. It's not going to be so phenomenal. It's not going to be so pretty because you have to learn what you're doing. You have to make mistakes and learn from the mistakes that you're doing. If it was easy, you wouldn't learn on the go because you just be comfortable with what you're doing. You see, there's a process behind everything. When you start to really stop second guessing yourself, you give yourself permission to mess up. You give yourself permission to not be so great. You give yourself permission to learn and to learn from your mistakes and to learn from your missteps and to learn from your failures because it shows that you're willing to start with what you have. You can't know everything when you start. You can't know barely anything when you start. And even though my mama taught me that, even though my mama taught me the basics on how to drive, It wasn't a situation that come where she had to teach us about the cooling. It didn't come. She was like, okay, we need cooling. The air ain't really cooling down. We need some cooling. But it was when you have the basis, you start to get the basis around everything else.
Do you sell real estate? Is that what this is about? I missed the first part of your talk. No. I don't sell real estate. My
when I first got into doing what I was doing, half a decade ago, I started in real estate. My mentors, Mike and Steve, they were in real estate. And as they was in real estate, they was teaching me more about sales, cold calling, how to communicate, how to listen. And I started in real estate, but right now I'm not in real estate. What I am in, what I do now, what I currently do, is I help entrepreneurs start their podcast and start sharing their message with the world. And so the last point I want to hit on is that as you are learning on the go, you have to give yourself permission to mess up. I'm just going to write, give yourself permission. Now, forgive me for those that you can't see the board. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission. And see, that's challenging itself. Because how do you stop second guessing when you have no idea what you're doing? When you don't even think you're good or don't even know that you can be good, you have to give yourself permission to mess up. You have to give yourself permission to try. I remember, so growing up, I played football. And my attention, my effort, my time went to football. I was studying. I was working out. I was staying in shape. And as I'm doing these things for one particular sport, the next sport I was playing just for fun, I wasn't that good at. I wasn't studying basketball. I wasn't working out for basketball. I wasn't good at basketball. But I just wanted to play for fun. And so That's something difficult for me. Giving yourself permission. Yes, yes. This topic is going to help you. This topic is going to help you. And so I wasn't good in basketball. So when I went around my friends to play the sport of basketball, I got picked last. Everybody, they put their time and effort and workout in basketball, they got picked first. And so I'm thinking like, man, I must not be that good since I'm getting picked last. I must not be that good since everybody else getting picked before me. Like, man, pick me up. Like, I'm good size. Like, you know what I mean? I'm kind of strong. You see, what I didn't recognize is that even though I play football, when I want to play basketball, there's two different skills. There's two different strengths. There's two different build up that one has to do for themselves. Yes, I can be strong in football, but being strong in basketball really don't matter. Really don't matter because you're running down the court. You have to be in shape for that. You're shooting, you're laying up. You have to be coordinated to lay up and shoot. And then you have to dribble the ball. I'm not practicing these things because my attention wasn't on that. And when I was playing football, I was giving myself permission to focus all on football. And on the contrary, when it came to basketball, I didn't give myself permission to even study it and learn it and practice it. Why? Because my time went towards football. You see, when we're trying something new, we have to give ourselves permission to mess up and make mistakes, because the mistakes that we're making will help us learn more at a faster pace, at a faster rate. Reason being is because we are creatures of habit. I was speaking to my mentor a couple weeks ago. We are creatures of habit. When we need to change, change is so difficult for us because we're not giving ourselves permission to mess up. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be great. Everything that you do, everything that you start that's something new for you, you're not going to be good. And so I had to give myself permission to be okay in basketball because all my attention went towards football. And see, in life, when you start something new, you have to give yourself permission to mess up. Whatever you're currently doing, whatever your attention is on, you have to know that the attention to something else will take a lot of effort. Yet you have to give yourself permission to put that effort into it. You see, when you give yourself permission, you have to stop being so hard on yourself. You can't be a perfectionist when you're not even being perfect. You can't be perfect if you never start doing something new. The new is going to challenge you in a way that you are not expecting. And even though you're not expecting it, doesn't mean that you cannot learn it. Doesn't mean that you can learn it over time, just not as soon and quickly as you learned this other skill. You see, when you learn something new, life is going to show you that it takes time to learn this something new. But as you're learning this something new, give yourself permission to start. Give yourself permission to stop second guessing yourself. Give yourself permission to learn on the go. Because when you start, you have to know that you are at a level, you're at level zero. Because you have to work to level one. You have to work to level two. You have to work to level three. Everything that you do, everything that you get involved with, there's something new to be learned. Especially when you learn something new. Reason being, because you have to know and identify what you are doing. And when you start, you recognize like, oh, okay, like there's a lot that goes on into this. There's a lot that goes into place of starting. So when I started making videos a half a decade ago, I started when I was cooking. I started making videos and cooking. And at the time, I'm like, okay, cooking sounds like a good idea because my mama, when she was a cook, she's very good at cooking. Like, if she loved it, I should be able to do it. And just because she loved it, I can do it. I can cook. I can make videos. And so I tried it. I gave myself permission to start. I gave myself permission to try it. And so when I gave myself permission to try and start, the information that I was willing, that was able to learn is that I don't like to cook. Because my mama, she made it look easy. She made it look easy. Like every day she's thinking of something new to cook and create and make. I'm thinking like, mama, how you cook this? How you cook the yams? How you cook the chicken? Like how did you cook the dressing? How did you cook this? How did you cook that? So I'm asking her, how do you cook a certain meal? And so it wasn't the fact that I was afraid to ask. It was just that I didn't, every time I got hungry, I didn't want to make a video around what I was doing. And even though I was doing it, I had to call my mom and ask, like, what ingredients do I need? It just took a lot. And so I made my mind up. I gave myself permission to try cooking, to start to cook. And I also gave myself permission to stop cooking because I didn't like it. You see, when you don't be so hard on yourself, you give yourself space to grow. You give yourself space to learn. Give yourself space to develop. When you develop for yourself, check this out. When you develop for yourself, you're willing to start, even though you don't know anything. My mom been cooking my whole life. And to this day, even though I'm grown, she still be like, son, I'm about to cook this meal. Son, I'm about to cook that meal. Son, what? Like, how do you think of that? How do you think of different meals to cook still to this day? Because she give herself permission to be creative. That's her lane. So she has countless amount of permission. And my lane is videos. I have different topics to speak about because half a decade ago, I started to make videos around something that I didn't like. Now that I'm making videos around something that I do like, it's something that I'm giving myself permission to explore. And see, even though I'm learning on the go, the lessons that's coming for me is helping me develop in a way that's helping me grow even more. You see, I can only grow when I start. I can only evolve when I learn. I want to look up the definition of learn because you have to learn what you are doing. Learn, definition. Let me share my screen. See, the definition of learn is to gain or acquire knowledge of or skill in something by study, experience, or being taught. You see, one thing that I learned while being in school is that you just don't learn while being in school, right? My mama, she has 9 different degrees. My mama is very, very smart. 9 degrees, that's a lot of education. That's a lot of classes. That's a lot of learning. My mama, she has that. She's very smart. And so at the time, I didn't think I was going to go to college because I'm learning outside of college. I'm like, yeah, man, I don't need college. I don't need to go to college. Adrian say, that's what I want to do, create videos of cooking, baking, and my kitties. And this video is just for you. Start today. Adrian, since you just come into that, you say you that's what you want to do. It sounds like you've been thinking about doing it for a little minute. This video is really for you. I'm going to send the link because this video is going to help you from start to finish. If you've been thinking about, because it sounds like you've been thinking about cooking or making videos around cooking, baking, and your kitties. Me personally, this is a great video for you to rewatch. Because it shows that when you have a thought, you haven't had this thought just because of today. This thought been building up over time. When my mom, when she got her 9 degrees, I didn't think I was going to go to school because I'm learning outside of school. And then when I get in school, I'm still learning outside of school. So you can learn in the educational facility, yet it doesn't stop right there. It doesn't end right there because you have to continue to educate yourself. You have to continue to learn about what you're doing. And you have to give yourself permission to start something new. When you start something new, there's going to be a lot of challenges that you will face, that you will go through, that you will experience. Because it shows that a skill can be learned. Adrian say yes for several years. By several, do you mind like coming in the exact time frame? You see, it's hard to start. It's hard to begin because we have to give ourselves permission to mess up. I remember when I started making videos, I wasn't as confident as I am today. I wasn't as great as I am today. Well, I believe I'm great, but I'm getting better. Every day I'm learning something new. Every day I'm improving just a little bit. But I'm giving myself to mess up. I'm giving myself to be embarrassed. I'm giving myself permission, time. I have to give myself time in order for me to learn how I would like to develop. You can only develop when you start to understand who you are developing. So a half a decade ago, back in 2020 and during COVID, I gave myself permission to identify who I was. When I started making videos and I was getting on camera, I was making videos. I didn't sound like I was sounding like myself. And it goes back to the code switch. I wasn't necessarily code switching or changing my dialect. I was changing how I approached on camera. Adrian say 6 years. I had an accident and it postponed everything. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that you had an accident. 6 years. And you know what's so interesting about that dream, that goal, is the fact that even though you got in that tragic accident, that dream and that goal stayed with you. And the reason behind that is because you don't stop thinking about what you want to do. You don't stop thinking about how you want to do it. You don't stop thinking about when can you do it. Because today is not a good day to start. I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start next month. I had to tell myself, I had to give myself permission that if I start today, I don't have to know everything. When I started making videos half a decade ago, I didn't know everything that goes into video creation. You have to speak to the camera. Okay, then once you speak to the camera, that's just one part of it. Then you have to edit it. Then you have to post it. Then you have to manage it. Then you have to create more videos from it. So it doesn't just stop with creating videos. I just have to learn how to create the videos. You see, it goes back to me driving. It goes back to me learning the basics of driving. In order for me to drive a long distance, probably an hour and a half, the longest, in order for me to drive longer, I have to start with 5 minutes. I have to start with a short distance. My mom was teaching us how to drive on the freeway when we just got our permit. Now, mind you, when you're just starting out, she was like, okay, now we're about to get on the freeway. I'm like, freeway? What do you mean? Freeway? There's a lot of people on there. I didn't even trust myself. And so as we're getting on the freeway, I remember this one time, this big old truck. It was an 18-wheeler. At the time, I didn't know it was an 18-wheeler. It was just a big old truck to me. And so when we was about to get on the freeway, this truck just passed. I'm like, oh! what is this? This truck just passed us. They're like, oh, I wasn't expecting it. And so I slowed down and I got scared. See, I wasn't giving myself permission to say that it's going to be okay because this big old truck is just going to pass. And so I slowed down. And so even though I got on the freeway, I got off the freeway on the next stop because the truck was just too close. You see, in life, you have to give yourself permission to mess up because you learn how to be better the next time. You see, the next time I got on the freeway, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for it now. This time, a big old truck didn't pass. It was a little itty bitty old car that passed. I'm like, yeah, I can get over now. I can get over now. You see, in life, you have to give yourself permission to get over and start learning something new. You see, when you learn something new, you're able to develop in a way where you're able to learn as you are going, as you are developing, as you are evolving within yourself. You see, you have to give yourself permission. And when you give yourself permission, you have to start today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. Today. Because today is waiting for you. And see, the reason why that's so important is because when you start today, you have to stop second guessing yourself. You have to stop second guessing yourself and challenging, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing that will make me, you know, feel like I'm doing something good? You have to give yourself permission. And as you're giving yourself permission, you have to know that you can learn on the go. As you are learning on the go, life is going to show you that you're learning more information as you continue to learn, as you continue to start. Because you go from starting to developing. As you're developing, you really evolve in a way where you can grow more. Gracie said, I need to cry now. You see, life is going to show you that your dreams, your aspirations, your goals are waiting for you, because you just have to start with where you are at. You have to start with where you are at. You don't have to be at the top, because in all honesty, in order to get to the top, you have to start at the bottom. You have to start at the bottom. And see, when you learn on the go, you have to give yourself permission to mess up. You have to give yourself permission to not be so great. Because it's a new lane. Just like driving in the car, my mama taught us the basics. Like, she taught us how to drive. But in order to switch the lane from lane, you have to be willing to take the risk and risk. Because it matters the most when you identify the goals that you have for yourself. When you learn on the go, you have to give yourself permission. You have to give yourself permission because you're able to develop even more. You're able to evolve even more. You're able to really overcome the starting phase, because the phase that you begin at, you're no longer there, because you're developing even more. You're evolving even more. Life is going to show you that when you start today, you can grow more than you ever expect. You can grow more than you ever imagine. And see, the key takeaway from this is to give yourself permission to start and chasing what you have in your heart, because your heart discovers your dreams, and your dreams are meant to come true. And see, if you really get value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because we really dive deep on personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Because in order to see that you can do it, you have to be willing to learn from others that are currently doing what you have thoughts for. And so when you subscribe, make sure you leave in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway on starting today? And why do you think that's important? Why do you think that matters? Why does it matter to you? Leave in the comments on your biggest takeaway on why starting today is so important. And life is going to show you that you can grow more than you ever imagined. Because you can learn more than you ever expect. And when you learn more than you ever think, now your dreams start to become a reality rather than procrastinating to make them come true. And if y'all got value from this, I appreciate y'all for joining in. Gracie, Adrian, I appreciate everybody that was joining. I can't see everybody's names. But as far as everybody that was coming, I appreciate y'all for joining in. Make sure you share this with a friend that has a dream, that has a goal, that has some type of ambition. Share this with them and say, hey, I see you are on your path. But to continue on your path, I feel like this video is just for you, because you have to start something new for your dreams to come true. And share this with them. Leave your biggest takeaway in the comments. I love to see it. I love to read it. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. I appreciate y'all. Before we leave, say, Gracie say, but I'm holding my tears in right now. Adrian say, if you posted a link to your YouTube, it didn't post. I appreciate you for saying that. I'm about to actually post it right now so you can watch this video. I'm about to post post it right now. Hold on. Thank you, Adrian. Let me see. I'm posting it right now. Let me see. Here we go. I'm posting it right now. Thank you, Adrian, for the reminder. Okay. Here we go. And then she'll be able to copy and paste it. I'm gonna wait a couple minutes before I log off. Excuse me. Thank you. Did it come? Oh, wait, my bad. I put it in the wrong place. Okay, maybe it's there. Do you see it, Gracie? I'm sorry. Do you see it, Adrian? Yeah, I think it's there now. It should be. If not, awesome, got it. Have a beautiful weekend. Okay, perfect. Again, I appreciate y'all for joining in. Make sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube channel, to the podcast, and share this with a friend that you know can really benefit from this. Again, I appreciate y'all for joining in, and I'll see y'all next time. Y'all have a good one.